Oh, I don't. One of you's in a war zone right now.
I think that's my neighbor cutting his grass.
Jesus.
I was trying to do it on my porch. I go into my front room instead. I didn't realize he was going to be cutting.
I thought those were just planes flying overhead.
Yeah, I was like...
He isn't going to be done soon either, so I'll just go inside real quick.
Is that the one with the big-ass guard?
That would be annoying to have on the pod, so...
That was me last week. Nick, I listened back and I heard my coffee sipping.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was funny.
Yeah, just give me 10 seconds. I'll be good.
Okay. We'll be more quiet this time.
I didn't realize how loud it was either. I didn't think it would pick up as much as it did. And it was...
I have, like, earmuff headphones on, so I didn't know what you guys were talking about.
Okay.
I have three more people I gotta put.
For a team of the week?
Yeah. It's hard because I missed a couple games.
Yeah, I only got to see... I mean, I saw a few. But, I mean, we'll get there in a second.
Moves.
And then I got this last week's games, this week's games, and the table up.
The table?
Yeah. Oh, so much better. People, I would have had phone calls wondering if we were okay.
Yeah.
Alright, you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm good.
Here, just give me 5 more seconds. I'll let my dog outside. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I really wish I would have been able to see that. The Brighton game.
Missed that one too. I saw Cardiff, Newcastle, Tottenham, Fulham.
Oh, Cardiff, Newcastle. That Chelsea, Tottenham Arsenal. Game was a good one. Oh my god.
Alright. We'll get right into it.
Yeah.
Alright, welcome to week 3. Or I guess end of week 2, previewing week 3 for the record, soccer coverage. I guess we're going to call it Tiki Taka because I like that. Still joined by Robbie, who will be drinking less coffee this week. and we have special guest Nick Weber on.
Hey.
Nick, who is your Premier League team?
My fantasy team or just like...
No, what team you would support?
I mean, I guess Arsenal, but it doesn't really matter to me.
Oh, boy. All right, well,
yeah.
Maybe I should have added that at the end. Yeah. So I guess we're gonna jump right into it. We had I would say, more exciting week this time around with some better matchups and some good games. I guess, Robbie, we'll start with you. What game kind of stuck out to you as maybe the game of the weekend?
Brighton. United, just because that result.
Yeah, I figured you'd say that. I mean, it was good, and the game was frustrating as a United fan. But
I mean, my Spurs did play really good against Fulham. So, but I mean, there's way better games than that. City 2, City Huddersfield. We're all getting one of the worst hash tricks I've ever seen in my life.
Nick. Game of the weekend? I obviously thought the Arsenal-Chelsea game.
I think that was a rough game.
Yeah, even though the first half was defensively atrocious, I thought that was probably the game of the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it was back and forth. Definitely lots of excitement.
Mm-hmm. It just showed where both were, and that the fact that Chelsea can take Kovacic and Hazard off the bench... Even though they're both not completely match fit, it's not fair. Them and City are just so stacked.
Yeah, definitely adding just more depth, like you said. And they did. Mm-hmm. Chelsea got off to a quick start, but Arsenal, I mean, they fought hard to even it up before halftime at 2-2.
Yeah.
And the second half was kind of just like, looked like Arsenal sat back
just
rather than trying to go after.
Yeah, it's just consistency from Arsenal.
Yeah.
Because that first 20 minutes, they weren't even touching the ball.
Yeah, they did miss a couple sitters. Aubameyang, like you said, ball across. Oh, my gosh.
It was awful. That was so bad.
Yep.
So, yeah, they had their chances and unfortunately squandered a couple of them. I mean, the Iwobi goal was fantastic.
Yep.
And that was almost like a Wenger-esque pass and move, you know, get the ball up the field and was able to score. Definitely night and day from last week when Cech didn't know how to pass the ball out of the back.
Yeah, almost put it bottom corner. Yeah.
An improvement for sure, but it's also tough that Arsenal had to play two top teams in the first two games. So hopefully they'll have a couple weeks to rebuild. System.
Yeah, so we'll see.
They play the West Ham next week too as well.
It's a great chance to bounce back. My game of the weekend probably would have to go to probably Leicester against Wolves.
That was an interesting one.
Yeah, it was a good one. Like, even though Vardy was probably the dumbest tackle I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
Leicester came out on top after a pretty, I would say, frustrating game against Man United the week before. They did dominate some possession. They got some chances. They just couldn't find a way to equalize. But
I like this squad.
Yeah, no, they look good, and I think James Maddison is going to prove more of a Mahrez-esque replacement with creativity.
Creativity, yeah.
Other thing, Fulham looked all right against Tottenham to start.
Yeah, they had me, the start of the second half really had me worried. Right when they scored that equalizer. Because they just kept going at us. I was like, well, I have no idea where this came from.
And here you got Harry Kane. Your boy Harry Kane broke his...
Finally. Thank August God. Top. Oh, my God. It took so long. But, I mean, it was a well-taken goal. Lamella powered through the whole Fulham team. So you got to give it a little respect to him for that.
Yeah, I still don't like him. But we'll move right past that.
Yeah, I think this season could be his season. I think he could reach his like true potential this season.
I think it's more likely Lucas Moura will rather than
Mella. Yeah, Lucas Moura is looking good too.
He's playing up top now. I don't know.
Yeah,
Lord knows why. Looking at the table, you still have Huddersfield in last place. Managed a goal, their first goal of the season against City off of a long throw-in, but did give up 6 goals in the process. West Ham down at 19th, losing against Bournemouth 2-1. Bournemouth don't look too bad.
They don't.
Yeah.
Next, we got Fulham. Fulham is the third team right now sitting in relegation. Only 1 goal for, same goal against Tottenham.
I'll give Fulham a little more time. I think they'll rise up the table. Yeah,
them and Arsenal are down there, but
yeah. Next, I was gonna say Arsenal, but like we said, Arsenal had a really tough run for the first two games. I think
even West Ham, in my opinion, I don't know. Like they've looked bad these first two, but they spent too much money to be down there.
Yeah. Well, our first week that Robbie and I previewed it, we had who'd you have finishing bottom three, Robbie?
Let's see, I had Southampton last, Huddersfield, Cardiff, or Cardiff, Huddersfield.
Yeah, and I had Huddersfield, Cardiff, and Newcastle. So,
yeah.
I mean, Huddersfield's definitely living up to it right now, and Cardiff actually looked a little better this last game against Newcastle, but at the same time, a better penalty from Kennedy, and it's 1-0, and it's over.
Yeah, that was a woeful penalty. That was awful.
Burnley up at 15th. We're kind of seeing the Europa League starting to take its toll. I don't think they have a deep enough roster, and they're going to have to decide which is more important, whether they want to have a strong Europa League campaign and maybe push for, I don't know, quarterfinals or so, or if they really want to focus again on the league and push for the top half.
That's a tough one, because you really don't go anywhere with either of those. So I think it's more important to focus on the league, though. It'd be cool to win a trophy like that, but
they know they're not going to win the Europa League.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if they
who was that?
I said if the Burnley know they're not going to win the Europa League.
Yeah.
But the issue is if they devote all their energy towards that, they might find themselves in a relegation battle.
Relegation, yeah. Well, especially with Pope coming off later. Oh, I mean, they have Hart, right?
Yeah, Joe Hart, he's looked okay.
Yeah.
But just okay.
Yeah.
Next, we have Wolves, who a little disappointing, I would say. I think a lot of people had higher expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially to lose to a 10-man Leicester.
Yeah, and 2-0, I mean, like, Wolves had their chances, and I think they dominated possession, but...
Well, they had two hit the post in the first half, right?
Yeah, Matinho
hit the post back 15 minutes or so. God, if you
want to score that. Yeah. Been unlucky.
Next, we got Southampton and Newcastle, kind of in the same boat here, both 1-4, 2 against. Same thing. They look very average. They're going to really have to take advantage of games against Cardiff, games against West Ham, games against Huddersfield, or they're going to find themselves down there as well.
Yeah. Those are the games they have to win.
Next, we have kind of the surprise of the weekend, like we said, Brighton beating Man United.
Thank God. Mourinho out.
Only play them every weekend.
Brighton arguably looked like the worst team last weekend against Chelsea. Not Chelsea.
The weekend before, yeah.
their opening weekend. Who did they play?
Oh, who did they play?
Bournemouth?
They played Watford.
Oh, yeah. Watford looked an alright team, but still.
Yeah.
Brighton looked abysmal, and they just... It looked like a different team, but at the same time, United looked...
Yeah.
I mean...
They're looking like a United that we know. That we've come to know.
I guess we'll touch on it real quick. What do you guys think about the Pogba-Mourinho situation?
I'd take Pogba over Mourinho. One of them's going to go, so...
It's kind of an update, I guess, the last few days. Yesterday, I think, Pogba's agent, Mino Raiola, came out and criticized Paul Scholes and Gary Neville, saying that Paul Scholes had never seen a legend or a real leader after he criticized Pogba.
His comments didn't really make sense, in my opinion.
And then he said Scholes should become the football director for Manchester United so he can sell Pogba, because Pogba, they won't have any sleepless nights finding a new club. Seems a little odd.
Yeah.
In the first place, I really just don't know why he came back to United after they disrespected him like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's his boyhood club. That's who he wanted to play for, but...
Yeah, I mean, I can see Pogba wanting to come back and have this, like, triumphant return and be the golden boy.
After the World Cup, yeah.
And, I mean, it's, you know, good for him because, yes, won the World Cup. He is the face of the team. He's, like, the marketing guy. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
I actually don't have a problem with, like, the flashy haircuts or any of that. I rate him. I think he's a good player.
Yeah.
But I think that he's just not in a situation. Like, if he was playing, for instance, if he was playing center mid for PSG, I think people would consider him one of the best in the world.
Yeah.
He just got to be classed correctly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the fact that when he's playing for France, he's able to play a more attacking freestyle football, and now when he's playing for United, it's so pragmatic and defensive. He does not have he's not allowed to do what he's able to do, what he's good at. It's really just defending, and when he gets it, okay, can we get it wide? Can we get it up top? And Pogba's not really involved.
It's Mourinho style, and then after he doesn't do what Mourinho wants, it's his fault, even though he's not necessarily playing awful.
And the Mourinho curse of 3 years is still holding true as well.
Yeah, I give him to New Year's. I don't think he lasts the whole season.
Yeah, honestly.
I didn't think he'd last season. But.
The betting odds before the season started, Mourinho was 4-1 to be the first manager to be sacked, leading the league. I still think that's the case. I think he'll be the first manager gone. And I think it has to not necessarily with their positioning, but with him ruffling some of the feathers. I mean, United are one of the biggest clubs in the world. They have such rich history. Like, they are a top club. And to see them down like this, yeah, I mean, it's satisfying as a Liverpool fan, but
it's like still,
I can see how, why they're so frustrated. This is not where they should be. They should be smashing Brighton 6-1.
Yeah.
Yep.
Especially since they spend so much money, too.
Yeah, no, for sure. And of course, he's complaining about the center backs, but you had Bailly and Lindelof, who put in one of the worst performances I have seen. Bailly looked so out of it.
People used to say he was better than Davinson Sanchez. It's funny.
But I think part of it comes with Bailly played so well last year, and then Mourinho dropped him because he wasn't going to be in the World Cup.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just Mourinho. He likes to ruffle feathers. But going back to last season, he was just trashing the club at the end of the season. I can't remember the comments, but it started with players, and then he was just saying, "Yeah, man, you shouldn't be playing like this," or something.
That was the whole preseason. That was the whole preseason too. Like I wouldn't spend my money to come watch this team play. Like, yeah, hey, what are you telling the fans? what are you doing, man? And then he came out and he said, "Yeah, I don't think I should be considered a manager. I'm just a head coach." He wants to have like full control of who comes in and who comes out. But
yeah,
he's going up against a massive club of history as Manchester United. You're not going to win that battle.
Yeah.
Especially they will fire him. They will fire him and find a replacement. Yeah. So I can see him being done. They talked about bringing in Zinedine Zidane. I don't know if that's that. I think that we talked about that last week, Robbie.
Yeah, we did mention it. Yeah.
It really wouldn't do much. No, I don't think it would do much.
He didn't. Yeah, he barely did anything in Madrid. He didn't have to. But
correct.
Well, it might be the same thing with United.
They're not blessed with the squad. Madrid was blessed, but
they still have a bunch of depth. Like, they're not even utilizing Martial. I mean, Valencia.
He did start against Brighton.
Yeah, I know, and then he got subbed out.
Yeah.
Sanchez didn't play. Mata didn't play. Like,
yeah.
They have all these players.
They have a bunch of players they're not using.
Yeah. So I don't know. They absolutely have the team to compete and to make top four easy, mm-hmm. but they need to figure out what's going on in the dressing room,
yeah. Which might result in a coaching change.
So. I think it definitely will.
Yeah.
Now we have Crystal Palace tied with United and with Leicester City on 3 points. Palace looked all right. You know what? We did talk about the fact that Palace will kind of follow the way that Zaha leads them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, P has a good game. Palace will have a good game. And I think that follows true, right? He played well in the first one. Against Liverpool, he looked a little off it. But I think it's also the fact that they're a little more organized than whoever they played the first week. Than Fulham.
Oh, yeah, they did play Fulham.
Yeah. But, yeah, I look forward to seeing them do well. They look like a fun team.
Yeah, them and Leicester, I like so far. First 2 weeks.
Next got Everton, who got the first win. Richarlison again, 3 goals, leading the league.
Yeah, weird.
It is a little weird.
Yeah, especially since the end of the season here last season.
I mean, yeah, and to play Bournemouth this weekend at Bournemouth, I could see him bagging another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if, I mean, I do think eventually it's going to stop. Because that's just Everton. Eventually the goal will dry up. Especially when they start playing better competition. But mm-hmm. 3 goals in 2 games, you know, cool. 2 against Wolves, take 1 it. Against Southampton. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up the table, I have Bournemouth, speaking of. Who two wins from 2 games, only 1 goal against.
Who did they play in the first game?
You talk about Bournemouth?
Yeah.
They beat Cardiff City 2-0 last week, beat West Ham 2-1 this week.
Yeah, West Ham has looked abysmal this start of the season.
The whole, yeah.
So just disorganized. Didn't they go up first?
Yeah.
In that game?
They had the penalty.
Did you see the Callum Wilson's goal?
Wilson's goal? Where they cut it back?
No, it was 1v6.
Yeah, good solo run.
Oh, really?
Terrible. Yeah. Terrible.
1v6 just literally ran at the center backs.
Yeah, the center backs split apart, and then like one let him
He literally
Callum Wilson just dribbled that one around. Like,
right. It was
so bad.
Currently tied with Bournemouth, Tottenham.
Yeah, decent start. Yeah,
I would agree. Decent start. I actually think that they're meeting expectations for what people had coming into the season, and this weekend's going to be a huge test. But we'll get to that in a second. Next up, Watford and Chelsea, both tied, 6 points, 4 goals, goal differential each.
Impressed with Watford.
Yeah,
we'll say that.
Even though Chelsea, they haven't played top tier squads, they've looked well.
Agreed. They haven't. I mean, they haven't had. You know, you have to play who's in front of you. So yep. I'll give Watford the benefit of the doubt so far. Pereira looked great in the first game. He looked okay this past weekend. So I think similar with Crystal Palace, as Pereira goes, Watford may follow. But they, I mean, you think about it. They also have Abdoulaye Doucouré. You still have Kapoue. Both of them. That's center mid. The three of them is going to be Troy Deeney up top. Not a bad team. They did beat Burnley at Burnley, which was one of the toughest jobs last season.
Yeah.
So to do it early on, especially when they're still in Europa, get them. Yeah. Moving up, we got Chelsea in third.
Still don't think they're going to finish top four.
Hard to say right now.
Yeah.
Just because Man U and Arsenal
between them and United for that fourth spot, honestly.
Yeah, four spots wide open. I don't know if Tottenham has the depth in midfield.
But Harry Winks just got back, so
yeah, we'll see.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. And then
it's a long season. We got to see what the form is. Dembele is
going to be like a closer for us. He's going to come in towards the end of the games and see it out. So hopefully it'll work.
He has to if he gets.
Yeah, he's too old to play the game now.
The issue with Chelsea that I have is they've looked good. Not great. They've looked good so far. But they've looked good with Hazard only playing 15 minutes a game. Brand new goalkeeper that's just come in. I don't think he's found his stride yet.
Yep.
Center backs that don't know what the hell they're doing in David Luiz. And they still have Morata, who looks a little bit off the pace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did take his goal well, though, against
Tottenham. Yeah, for sure.
Saying all that and having them have 6 points in their first two, that's pretty positive, I'd say.
Yeah, and I mean, I wrote up a little blog, and I previewed their next three games are all against teams in the lower half of the division from last year. They could start 5-for-5 and not even have to break a sweat.
Yeah.
I don't think they will, though.
To me, that's a little worrying, because that means that after those five games, they're going to have the confidence, they're going to have these guys back and fully fit, then they're going to start hitting their stride. So they could – I could see them finishing third.
I could see that too.
And having a pretty good campaign, especially under Sarri.
I mean, Pedro's not a bad player, but he's been a 90-minute player two games in a row.
As soon as Hazard and Willian are both ready and fit, Pedro will be.
I'm just saying, if they're able to get 3 points with him in the lineup, I think it's.
Oh, no, for sure. Especially moving to a new formation. Jorginho's looked good. Conte's looked all right in his new position.
You got Kovacic off the bench.
I actually don't like pushing Conte out of that role. I think he should stay.
Conte's one of the best in that role, so I would have left him there. But if if it's going to work with Jorginho playing there. Sure.
I mean, I don't think Conte's lost his stride either.
No. Yeah. He's still great.
He's still going to be everywhere on the pitch all the time. So.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, he already scored. So.
Yeah.
Next, got Liverpool. I'll let you guys talk about Liverpool.
I didn't get to see their last game. So, okay.
Here's my thing. I feel like they don't look different and not like enough. They do look really good, and they did make Alisson was a great signing for them. But I don't think they look too different from Tottenham, United, Chelsea. I mean, you guys barely finished top four last season. I mean, I know you guys did make it all the way to the Champions League final, but I don't know. I don't think you guys look that much better than everyone else. You know what I'm saying? Like you guys do look better, but I don't think it's like that much of a difference.
I think for sure. If you're looking at City last year to City this year and the kind of the growth that they've had, I think all the clubs have closed the gap on City.
Yeah.
I still think City will win the league. Like, don't get me wrong at all.
Yeah, for sure.
They're not going to win again by 19 points. I don't think they're going to set as many records as they did last year.
Yeah.
And you're going to see a lot more competitive with those top four through top six teams. Now, well, correct, 3 months. So, yeah, I mean, that could throw them off, but they still have really good playmakers in there.
Yep.
With that being said, I do think Liverpool have the best odds to finish second.
I'll agree with that. Yeah,
I'd agree with that, too.
Now, like I said, I think it would be really competitive with everybody else, but I do think Liverpool will finish second, as long as, obviously, nothing goes wrong. And the only chance that anybody – the only chance that Liverpool have to even catch City are going to be keeping pace early on, right? City won the league by Christmas last year.
Yeah, it was stupid.
They had whatever – they didn't lose a game until January. So, like, for any team, not just Liverpool, but for any team, Chelsea, Tottenham, United, Arsenal, to continue to win and keep pace with them is the only way that they're going to falter.
Yeah.
So, you know, a game against Crystal Palace at Crystal Palace, we would have lost last year. We would have tied, or, you know, that's the game that we were up 3-0 and gave up three goals, whatever, four or five years ago.
Just getting results against those top 4 to 6 squads.
So I'm, you know, yes, like I said with Watford, you can only play who's in front of you. So we haven't given up a goal yet. I'm fine with it. Joe Gomez looks like a beast next to Van Dijk.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, solid. Mane's up there with 3 goals for the season.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Salah's he's going to get like half the goals he did last season. He hasn't
done a whole bunch yet in third.
The thing with Salah last year was he did not look the most dominant player for 90 minutes.
Yeah,
he's just so dangerous on the counter-attack.
With the two of them, if you fall asleep, then he scores.
Yeah.
So that's how the goal was against West Ham. I expect him to probably lead our team in goals again.
From what I saw from the Crystal Palace game too, it seems people are more understanding the way he plays and how he's going to go about like his business. So it's like
for sure.
Yeah.
But because I mean, even if you watch the Mane goal at the end, if Mane scores that across to Salah, so that's another goal for Salah.
Yeah.
That's how the goals are going to rack up. It's going to be breakaways like that. It's going to be counterattacks off of corner kicks, off of set pieces. Like, the goals will come, and I think it's going to be now that more focus is going to be on Mo Salah. I actually think Sadio Mane is going to have probably player of the year for us. Because he's gonna have less pressure on him and kind of step into a bigger role. Finally, Man City. We kind of talked about it before. I think they're the most dominant team. They've added Mahrez, added some depth. They actually blew Huddersfield away without De Bruyne. They didn't look like they missed him at all.
I mean, they sat Sterling too, who's been pretty solid for them.
Right, and Aguero hat trick. I mean, like you said, it was garbage hat trick, but it's still 3 goals.
Yep,
they are hard to come by in the Premier League.
The first it's 2 goals though.
Hey, goal's a goal, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm a Harry Kane fan. I know.
I guess we'll kind of look towards next week. What, Rob? You got 10 minutes left.
I can do like 15.
Okay. Looking ahead to next week, we have some pretty good games.
Yeah.
We have another Monday game, but we'll get to that last. We have Saturday, the 7:30 early game. Wolves hosting Manchester City. I expect nothing less than the same thing we gave to Huddersfield.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe less goals, but...
still good. Still I think like 4-0.
Yeah, 3-4.
Yeah.
I'd say.
3-4.
3 or 4 goals.
Oh,
my bad.
That's your score for us to say. I don't think Wolves can do that for 3.
Southampton hosting Leicester.
Kind of the same caliber of team, so it'll be interesting. I think Leicester will still win it. But
yeah, have Leicester. Without Vardy, it'll be 1-0, probably Leicester. Yeah. I don't think Southampton can score. But.
No Jamie Vardy.
Yeah.
I mean, interestingly enough, I guess the only chance Southampton has is, you know, you got Charlie Austin and Danny Ings is up top. So
I like Leicester across the back and they're keeping. So I trust it more than Southampton. So
yeah, Schmeichel's raw.
Pereira's been solid.
Pereira, two assists in two games.
Mm-hmm. Still Arsenal, don't know how they got him. It's crazy.
Gosh, it was like 20-something mil, but anybody else would have gotten it too. Arsenal hosting West Ham. I expect
that'd be interesting. Be,
I think, London no, Derby. I think this will be a big game for Arsenal to bounce back. I think like a 3-0.
2-0, 3-0, I'd say, yeah.
If either of them lose, it's just going to be fun to watch one of them lose.
What was the straight game. When Arsenal smashed somebody last year, it was like 6-0. Was it Brighton that they beat?
Ooh.
That sounds right.
They absolutely just came out and smashed somebody. It was like 4-0 at halftime. I honestly think that this could be the game.
I think it was them.
I think a lot of those players are going to be frustrated. We may see Lacazette and Aubameyang finally start together up top. I mean, if you're playing for West Ham right now, you're worried.
Yeah.
Bournemouth hosting Everton.
I'm gonna say a draw for this one. I'm gonna go with 2-2 draw.
Yeah, I could see a high scoring game.
Yeah.
The only edge I would give to Bournemouth is they're 2-for-2 so far and they're playing at home. So maybe that's a slight edge, but Everton did look decent last week.
Yeah, Richarlison. He'll probably get one goal.
Relegation battle of the week, Huddersfield against Cardiff City.
Big game for the both of them. It's a huge game.
Yeah, this is going to be... Somebody needs to win. A tie does not do any favor. Somebody's got to win. Yeah. And I think it'll be Huddersfield.
Really?
I could see it being a tie, honestly, which wouldn't do anything. But
no. Oh, I'm looking at the head-to-head for the two of them. Huddersfield have never beaten Cardiff.
Oh, ho, ho.
Two draws and 7 wins for Cardiff.
Stat of the week. I think that's just more fuel. I think Huddersfield can do it. Although, if Cardiff do beat Huddersfield, it's going to be fucking wild.
Yeah.
Prem, which is a little different than the Championship.
That fuels them.
Who knows?
A little more intense. Liverpool hosting Brighton. Back at Anfield, the afternoon game on Saturday.
I think that's going to be a similar game to you guys, Crystal Palace, from this last week, I think.
I think Brighton will sit in, it'll be, like you said, similar to the Palace game. I don't see Brighton getting a goal, and I think they'll be so focused on defending. But
yeah.
We'll see. It'll be another good test for Liverpool, because this, like I said, this would be a game in the past where we end up with a draw.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Sunday morning, Watford hosting Crystal Palace, another big game.
It could be an interesting one too, actually. Watford could come out and win it, but I could also see the draw, so I don't know.
I mean, I could see Zaha bagging.
Yeah, Zaha's going to be on his game for this one.
Like a 1-0 victory as well. Could go either way.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of pressure here is going to be on Watford. Crystal Palace, I think Zaha is almost guaranteed a goal here. Watford really, they're on a great run, but now the bar is set kind of high that they
have to keep them out
and keep it going.
Yep.
Yeah.
Next, we got Fulham hosting Burnley.
Oh man, I want to give Fulham their first one of the season, but that's just a tough place.
How about first point? Can they get their first point in the season?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I don't waste a point at home.
I mean,
I don't think they can. I think Burnley turn it around, and I think Burnley win here. I think Fulham have another week.
Really?
Do they play Thursday, Burnley, for qualification?
No. Actually, I'm not sure.
Double check real quick. Yeah, they do. Oh, they played today. Yeah, it's today. Well, yeah, today's Thursday.
Oh, Olympiacos.
So they do play, which is that's a tough team.
Olympiacos away. Whew.
Yeah.
All right. No. All right. I'll give Fulham the point. Fulham. It's a 1-1 draw.
There's going to be some tired legs in that game.
Next, for me, arguably. Would have been game of the weekend in the past. We've seen Demba Ba score great goals. We saw Poppy Cisse score great goals. We saw...
Cisse goal? Oh, my God. That took me back. That took me back.
We saw... The Dutchman, Anita, scored the game winner against Chelsea.
Oh, my God.
There have been some fantastic games between Newcastle and Chelsea. However...
Newcastle just turns it on against top-tier sides.
I don't see it this year.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or at least this game. Maybe on the reverse fixture when it's at Stamford Bridge, but I don't think Newcastle have enough. Especially, I mean, come on. You're going to tie against Cardiff, and then you have to play Chelsea?
Yeah.
Depends who Chelsea throw out there. They might have a shot if they don't throw Hazard and who they, like, haven't been playing. Put it out early. Yeah. I don't know.
Chelsea's got some. They have fresh legs. I think this will be a good chance for them to kind of get a run out and see how their new team is doing. Final game. I mean, obviously, this is the marquee game on Monday. Man United hosting Tottenham. A great chance for Man United to bounce back from a terrible game against Brighton, but also a real chance for Tottenham to kind of prove that they didn't need the summer to improve. That they can rely on the squad that they have, and there's no better way than to go to Old Trafford and pick up
and smash them, man. A little bit nervous. I don't know. I think we're gonna take it to them. I think Alderweireld's gonna start again.
I mean, if they play like they did defensively last week, you guys should bag plenty. Yeah. So we'll see.
Well, to be honest, we weren't that great defensively last week either. So. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I see us winning it.
Yeah,
especially after the Brighton game.
I think there will be a winner. I don't think this game is in a draw because I don't think Tottenham are going to sit back at all. They're going to want to play.
Yeah.
And United players and fans are probably going to be sick of sitting back, especially at home. They're going to try to go out and play. I think it'll be actually a pretty back and forth game.
Yeah. I think we're going to take it to them though. Harry Kane scored his August goal, so nothing else is going to hold him back from now on.
Yeah, plus, I mean, it'll be August 27th. That's almost September, so I could see him scoring.
I'd see plenty of goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably maybe a 4-3.
I was thinking
like 2-2.
Oh, no. I think it's going to be huge. I think it's going to be wide open. Well, I mean, just think about it. United and Mourinho have been criticized for sitting back too much. Players are upset with it. It's come out in the media. There is no bigger game to shut up people by coming out and playing and actually trying to score goals and like put on a show at home, and Tottenham are going to take advantage of that.
But I don't think that changes Mourinho's perspective.
I mean, fair enough.
I don't think he cares.
Yeah, Mourinho's got such a big ego.
Yeah, so I don't know. I would think so normally. Any normal manager.
We'll see. Did either of us call a Brighton? Did I call a draw between United and Brighton? Or did we both call United last week? Neither of us called Brighton winning.
Yeah. I think I gave it to United.
We'll see. I just think this game will be a lot better than some people are already giving it credit for. But that kind of wraps up next week. Like I said, a couple good games in there, and this is the last games in August. Coming up, August 30th is the Europa Champions League draw for group stage. Europa League draw, I think, is right after that, or it's the same day. Or no, I think it's Thursday, Friday. I think it goes. Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever.
Nick's gonna be watching that on Thursday.
Yeah, Nick's got he's got to book up his Thursday afternoons.
Imagine
not even gonna watch it.
And then we'll kind of cap off with who our team of the week was, rather than having three total team of the week. I guess we're just going to go position by position. Mm-hmm. Robbie, who was your goalkeeper of the week?
I went for Etheridge, the Cardiff keeper.
Yeah,
It wasn't a great penalty save, but it was important nonetheless. Still a save he made, kept the game 0-0. It's a point for Cardiff, a pretty important point they needed, so I gave it to him.
Yeah, fair. I mean, he faced six shots, kept a clean sheet. Huge for Cardiff early on. Nick, who's your right back?
I mean, I like Pereira.
Trippier.
I mean, Trippier was good.
He banged that free kick.
He didn't play in the first game, so did he?
No, Aurier played the first game.
Yeah. I mean, I've just seen Pereira in two straight games play well. So, I mean, I like
him.
It's fair too. Valencia isn't back yet, or else he'd probably be up there for right back. But
yeah,
that's what I've seen so far.
Some good right back play. It doesn't make it easy.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kieran Trippier coming back. The free kick was fantastic. But
if he plays well next week, I'd put him in. But
my center back, I have to go with Van Dijk.
He just looked
solid. Obviously, Benteke and winning the ball in the air has been an absolute problem for defenses, and having Van Dijk.
You can't score, but you can win any ball in the air.
Oh, no, absolutely.
It's crazy.
But Van Dijk made Benteke look like he wasn't going to get any chances in the box, which is very comforting.
It's crazy how much he's fallen off.
Benteke, it's tough.
Because he was not top tier, but he was up there a few seasons ago.
Robbie, who is your center back?
I put Duffy.
Okay.
Just because he scored one of those goals against Man United, kept him at scoring only two goals. Didn't really have a lot of options, I feel like, for center backs this week. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. It was he played well.
Yeah.
Nick, and who's your left back?
I'm
giving you all the fun positions.
Yeah. Want to say Mendy, but Alonso scored the winner, so got to give it to him this week.
Fair. I mean
Marcus Mendy also has just looked.
Mendy's just looked like a different player.
Yeah.
Who'd you say?
He also killed.
No, him, so. Stop! We can't do this every week. Right, we can't do this every week.
I'm sorry.
Oh God. Moving on. We'll do a 4-3-3. Center mid.
4-3-3.
I'm gonna go probably James Madison.
I agree with that.
Looked good for Leicester. I mean, even in the opening game against United, he had flashes, but
he found pockets, and I don't know. It fit what they wanted to do going forward.
Yeah. So he. Like I said, he hopefully can fill the hole that Mahrez left. He's a good playmaker. Came from Norwich in the Championship, and he keeps it up. He should have a good season. Mm-hmm. Robbie, another center mid.
With David Silva, I think could be player of the year this year.
He's looked good early.
Didn't do a ton this weekend, but been enough.
I don't
think, or Lewis Cook for Bournemouth.
I don't think he'll win player of the year, and my reason for that is I don't think he'll play enough.
Oh.
We know that Pep likes to rotate players.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
And they have that many quality players that they can, too.
But, so his leg hurts, all right, they're going to rest him for a week and a half. It hurts his back, week and a half. Like, he may only finish with playing 20 games, and they're not going to give a player the season to that.
Yeah.
Aguero didn't play a full 90 the first game, right? And then Sterling didn't play at all in the second. Bernardo Silva's played two straight 90s, so I don't think he'll play in the next one. It's just how that squad goes. They just rotate often.
Nick, who is your third center mid?
That's a tough one. I think Jorginho played well against Arsenal, held it down.
That ball for the first goal, that through ball he played to Alonso,
mm-hmm.
he just squared it to Pedro?
Yeah.
Or that was the first game. That was the first.
No, that was against Arsenal. Right?
It was? Okay.
I think it was.
I'm in a different place right now.
But his long balls have been great for what they've done on the counter.
Yeah, he looks good. I mean, he could be a really good, important player for them. Mm-hmm. Going forward,
it'll be him and Conte every week.
Yeah, I agree.
I think one of them.
For a right mid, I'm gonna go with Richarlison.
Yeah, I have him on my team.
He looks good. Like I said earlier, I don't know how long he's going to keep this up, but as long as he does, sure. He's got my vote.
Yeah.
I'll give it to him. Robbie, you have the center forward.
I think it's an easy one.
Don't you
it's,
dare.
It's kind of some BS. No, I'm just kidding. Aguero, I mean, he scored the hat trick, so.
Yeah.
Even though it was BS.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go Kane first.
But I also, yeah, I kind of want to give it to Lucas, too, because Lucas, he scored that banger, but his pressing through that game was, he worked tirelessly. He was working all game. So he definitely deserves a shout.
Honorable mention.
Nick, you get to round it out with the left wing.
Even though he came off the bench, I'd say Hazard, just because didn't he have two assists or chance creating?
No, he had the game-winning assist.
I think he had Marcus Alonso. I don't remember. But
he had assist the first week and assist this week.
So impactful. Get the 3 points.
I mean, find me another player that plays 30 minutes total for the season and already has two assists and one of them is game winner.
That's what it was, yeah.
He's looked good too. My honorable mention probably is going to have to go to Callum Wilson.
Yeah.
The goal against West Ham by itself was unbelievable.
Yep.
All right. Anything else from you guys?
No.
Up the Spurs. You're going to thrash United this weekend.
On Monday.
Should be an interesting
on Monday.
Yeah, on Monday. That. Technically the weekend.
Follow us on Twitter. Like, subscribe. We're on Google Play Podcasts. We are also on iTunes and trying to get on Spotify. So go ahead, like, follow, subscribe, all that good stuff. Hopefully we'll have some good games this weekend, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Awesome. Sweet.
That creeping through my window. Before you come outside, I got the info. Took it to the end zone from the end zone. Know I love to smoke, you love to lick more. Wanna hit the jack, then what you call for? All that out your name shit, that ain't called for. Who that creeping, know the tent is dark. All that falling love shit, got it, Kevin Hart. All that speed and fast shit, we might teleport. All that copper ass shit, I might clip a Sarge. Keep bouncing that ass, you just might get a wart. Yeah, if she bad, she get a pass into the tour. Passes, yeah. I think through the family, grab a bass like Janet. Ops outside, don't panic. Gotta switch, gotta change up transit. Still jump around, move antsy. And I still don't like shit fancy. Up late, feeling real chancy. Outside, really tryna hit me. Yeah. Who's that creeping through my window? Before you come outside, I got the info. Took it to the end zone from the end zone. Yeah. Know I love to smoke, you love to lick more. Wanna hit the jack, then what you call for? Yeah. All that out your name shit, that ain't called for. Yeah. Who the fuck is this? Let somebody, baby mama, inside of the bed. While I'm tryna tip, shawty say she holding, got a razor in her lip. Mix my cup and twist one up, I love that ratchet shit. She like iced out wrist, iced out wrist. Fuck don't kiss, fuck she fuck don't kiss. Look like friends, but she say they twins. Jump right in, it's leg room in this bed. 10 miles to the crib, you know that's deep. I think it's someone out there watching me, yeah. Who's that creeping through my window? Before you come outside, I got the info. Took it to the end zone from the end zone. Know I love to smoke, you love to lick more. Wanna hit the jack, then what you call for? All that out your name shit, that ain't called for.